Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to QMS Medical Allied Services Limited 3QFY24 conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Ambolkar from Kirin Advisors. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Mahesh Makhija, sir, Chairman and Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Makhija. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaishnavi. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the warm welcome. It's truly an honor to address this esteemed gathering and share the insights into the remarkable journey of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. Today, as we delve into the performance of Q3 FY24 and our nine-month FY25, it's an opportune moment to reflect on our achievements and basically on our achievements. Before we delve into the financials, let me provide you a snapshot of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. We proudly stand as a leading healthcare services provider in India, committed to advancing preventative healthcare. Our operations are structured around two robust verticals: the marketing and the distribution of medical devices, equipment, and our innovative patient service programs. Starting with our medical devices and equipment vertical, we engage in the marketing and distribution of healthcare services, catering to a diverse range of clients from B2B market, pharmaceuticals, medical institutions. Our extensive portfolios of over 600 SKUs, marketed under both the original manufacturer's brand name and our brand name, QDevices, where we have Mr. Kapil Dev as a brand ambassador, serves more than 130 esteemed healthcare enterprises' customers. Leveraging the dual sales models online and offline, we maintain a well-established distribution channel across India, including a significant e-commerce presence on the Amazon platform. Our second vertical focuses on providing patient services programs, offering customers unprecedented access to specialized screening tests across the country. These programs drive the preventative healthcare, aiming to reduce the healthcare costs related to chronic diseases. Our highly trained technicians, equipped with USFDA-approved machines, medical devices, conduct specialized tests for early detection of conditions like macular degeneration, diabetes mellitus, osteoporosis, and more. Collaborations with globally renowned companies such as Comron, Contac, Carl Zeiss ensure international standards in testing accuracy. These collaborations are basically we use their machines and their AI platforms. The strategic investments made in this patient service program and QDevices business areas are yielding substantial growth, evident in our financial performance. The recent capital infusion through a convertible equity share warrants and preferential equity shares is poised to catalyze our future growth and development. Looking ahead, we maintain a positive outlook driven by our continuous achievements and strategic decisions. Now, commenting on the financial highlights of Q3 FY24, in Q3 FY24, we achieved a total revenue of 35.38 crores, witnessing a substantial growth of 69.33% from 20.89 crores in Q3 FY23. The increased EBITDA at rupees 4.99 crores reflects an impressive surge of 31.36% with an EBITDA margin of 14.1%. The net profit of Q3 FY24 stands at 2.44, boasting a PAT margin of 6.9% and an EPS of 1.37. In the nine-month FY24, our financial indicators demonstrate consistent growth. The total revenue reached 90.18 crores, making a year-on-year growth of 23.16% from 73.22 crores in the nine-month FY23. EBITDA expected substantial improvement, reaching 14.74 crores, a significant 69.15% increase from 8.71 crores in the nine-month FY23. The positive trend is underscored by the growth in the EBITDA margin, rising to 16.34% from 11.9% in the nine-month FY23, marking an increase of 444 basis points. Net profit experienced a considerable upswing, reaching 7.46 crores, a growth of 51.18% from 4.81 crores in the 9 months FY23. The net profit margin increased to 8.28 from 6.57, reflecting a growth of 171 basic points. Additionally, the EPS for the 9 months FY24 stands at ₹4.18, demonstrating a growth of 37.9% from ₹3.03 in 9 months FY23. These positive results underscore our effective financial management and strategic initiative contributing to our overall growth. As we look ahead, we remain optimistic in sustaining this positive trajectory and building our success in the upcoming quarters. Before we transition to the question and answer sessions, I express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders for being a vital part of our growth journey. Your support and active participation has been instrumental in our success. We genuinely value your significant contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you once again for your continued support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Yashwanti from Coaching Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Just want to understand on the margin profile.
Yeah.
So we had seen that the margin has improved to 16% plus over
16%. Yes.
So what are the drivers for the quarter that has seen such an improvement?
The two basic things that we are. Are you finished now, or do I wait for?
No, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. There are two basic things which we have worked on actually. As we said, the patient service programs, that's a substantial, gain actually. There we have an additional better margins in that. And second, we reached a turnover of at least 1 crore on our own brands right now, few devices per month right now, which also has given us a substantial little bit increase. And third, the point of care products actually, which we used to, get it officially from some other people right now as distribution. We got the products registered, licensed and all under, and we have taken the CDSO license and we are importing it on our own and marketing it on ourselves. So that these basic three things have increased the margins right now.
Okay. So the branding under our own brand name, which has recently started, is comparatively earning the high margin. So what was the difference in the margin? If it is the right time, right forum to explain?
You mean to say the margins in Q devices?
Yeah. So the strategic decision which we have taken in. So what has resulted in the increase in the EBITDA margin? What is the difference when we are sourcing it from someone and now when we are?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Obviously the margins which are included in somebody importing and giving it to you, you yourself import it and get it done in your name. And so there is going to be a difference in all those things. And the EBITDA, and the profit margins for the CAMs are substantially, those are the service-based models. So those prices, those margins are totally different than as compared to the product. Services margins are always higher than the product sales margins actually now.
Oh, okay. So, and then as we are focusing on the patient services, which is giving us EBITDA margin, so just wanted to understand in terms of the percentage or in terms of the actual number, what has been the contribution from our CAMs, from patient services and from the three devices? That is the three vertical.
As I told you, Q devices contribution, we are doing almost 1 crore a month right now. And the CAMs model also, we are doing 1.25 crores a month right now.
Okay. And then with the diverse range of the medical devices in the consumer, so how does the company plan to stay innovative and competitive in the market? So what are our efforts on it?
See, the efforts basically is like we are, it's, you know, QMS is like, it's almost more than 30, almost 30 years we'll be completing in March, April right now. See, we initially started as a proprietary concern. The original company name was Queen's Marketing. So in 2017, we became, I'm just giving you a history part actually, just to give you, and you know, it's 2017 where we moved towards private and then limited actually. So it's almost a 30-year journey, ma'am, that we understand the market, know which brands sell, how we sell. We have a sales team, we have a back office team working continuously, being in touch of the customers. So we based on that. A, we are dealers and distributors for the parent companies like 3M, Hein, BPL, Tanita, Rosemax, Tynor. So that's those products which are anyway selling, they are selling that if they stay. Second, which we have, Q Devices, instead of importing products from China, we started manufacturing made in India sort of thing. Not our own manufacturing, but third-party manufacturing. So these are the things which we keep in mind, vision, point of view, the point of care, the things which we not only sell in the more, you know, the B2B business model, but also use them for our CAMS models also. So all these things, you know, keeping in mind, the future journey is being made for actually.
Okay, so and with such a strategy in place, what is your call on your talent pool? Do you looking to increase it from the current level of 630?
What? Sorry, ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am. Your voice was not clear. Could you just repeat that question?
Yeah, I just wanted to understand, like, what is your strategy on increasing your staff strength? That is the talent pool in the innovation center.
The talent pool is already there, ma'am. We are very proud to say that, you know, 60% of the people are there with us for more than 5 years, you know, more than 3 years actually, and they have been increasing. So talent pool is there. So we have a staff strength right now of in the entire back office marketing team of almost 60 people, plus we have almost 130 people conducting camps across the country right now. So it's continuously going on. We have a lot of incentive. I mean, if you want to talk about retaining a talent pool, am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is what you're asking.
One thing is that retaining the talent pool and increasing the strength, in the sense of making addition as we are growing.
Yeah, additional definitely, as and when, you know, we don't want to be a top-heavy team actually. And retaining, even if these quarters also, if you see actually, there's a lot of incentive programs, there's a lot of, you know, bonus structures and all, which we keep giving to our team actually on their performances and all. That helps us in retaining them properly. The training models continuously is there. That is always there. And as and when these fails, we know where and how if people are required for that. So we will keep on increasing our team as and when required.
Also, ma'am, regarding the talent pool, we have the field force that we have currently that are conducting the patient service programs are all highly qualified and trained DMLT. So they are all technicians. So that is where we are going to have a significant increase of staff in the coming 6 to 8 months, because the demand is so high that our people are not capable of reaching the locations. So we are basically going to increase a significant number of technicians on field with the devices in the coming 6 to 8 months. That is where our primary focus is right now.
Actually, I wanted to understand, because we are increasing our spend in the patient services. So how do you wanted to go about it?
I hope
you are satisfied with the answer.
Yes. Thank you so much for your explanation. Sir, any acquisition are you planning going forward?
We are already in the verge of discussions. Our due diligence and everything is going on. So you will soon hear an announcement on the same actually right now.
In the current quarter, or it will take some next year?
In this current quarter, ma'am. Hopefully in this current quarter.
Okay, and so one more thing is, like, I just wanted to understand, like, going forward, what are your revenue targets maybe 3 years down the line or 5 years down the line?
See, 3 years down the line, basically, I don't talk about 5 years at this moment, to tell you honestly. 3 years down the line, the patient service models, is that what we are looking at? You know, it's, you know, tripling our numbers actually with our acquisition. And, you know, the product business which we have, at a standard growth rate of 15%. That's what we are aiming at.
Oh, thank you so much for your kind explanation, sir. I will join back in with you. I wish you all
thank
the
you.
Best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Agrawal Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know what would be the contribution of our top 10 to 20 customers to our revenue?
Offhand, I cannot tell you, but the thumb rule is always like that. 80% of the business comes from the top 20% of the customers. That is, that formula is still working out here also, sir, effectively.
Okay, sir. Okay. And, sir, actually, the margins are fluctuating a lot. So, what would be a sustainable margin for our company going ahead?
See, it's not fluctuating in the sense to tell you there are a lot of expenditures which we are doing actually. So that is why, so hopefully once that gets steady, we'll have a, you know, we'll have a, by soon next year onwards, we'll have a steady margin. Because we put in a lot of efforts on new products, you know, the, for the CAMS model also, we have brought in a lot of CapEx actually for that. Then a lot of things, you know, training on people, incentives on, as I said, on the sales revenue, people managing and retaining the people. So a lot of, you know, transition is happening in this last one and a half, two years actually. So that is why you see the fluctuations happening right now. And it is probably also the rates also were, you know, the post-corona effect also, a lot of product prices and prices are going through a lot of transitions again. So both these impacts were there actually, that's why.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, can you throw some light on the industry and who are some of our competitors in the product segment specifically?
See, the product, see, at the segment that we are into is the B2B segment, actually, technically speaking. So we have, you know, competitors' point of view, I don't know. It's a very fragmented segment, actually, where, you know, very few of them are there. We have the companies like Collaterals, the Practos, or all these guys who are there, Permanence. Then the beauty is that we are into two different verticals, actually. So none of these guys are into any of the comprehensive end-to-end solutions that we provide, actually. So we have one of the only unique mix which we can get, you know, focus on the B2B from, you know, giving marketing solution programs to the B2B guys, to the, you know, tech support programs, to, you know, patient service programs and the education models programs. So we are there as an end-to-end process, you know, service providers actually to the solution providers, I would say, rather.
Got it. Sir, can you just throw some light on the CAM segment of ours and what is the scope of it and how do we earn revenues through that?
Okay. See, I'll tell you the CAM models basically, it's a very different and a unique model. Which was a part, you know, from the B2B point of view, if I make you understand, the pharma companies basically, you know, cannot advertise actually, okay. And everybody wants to retain a patient. That's as simple as that. The doctor wants to retain a patient, the pharma companies want to retain a patient. So what we are basically focusing on, you know, disease management and patient retention programs in the CAMS model. Conducting CAMS like diabetic retinopathy. I'll give you a typical example of diabetic retinopathy. I mean, normally every patient, first instance of diabetes is on the retina of the eye. Like, I mean, even in your family or anybody, if you have diabetes, how many of you would have gone to a clinic and you know, an ophthalmic clinic or in an hospital to check the retina of your eye? So diabetes, micro, you know, this is a big issue actually in itself. So what we do is basically I'm giving you. So we conduct these tests in the doctor's clinic actually, and where he is able to check the retina of the eye actually, and the treatment process goes on that way. So it's instead of going to the hospital and going to some other doctors, the doctor, that patient is getting treated at the point itself only. So that's, you know, it's like what you call a preventive medicine actually in a sense. The doctor also retains the patient, he gets serviced and all. So this, we are doing these camps across the country right now in different camps. On an average, we are doing right now almost 100 camps a day at this moment. That's what we do is basically when you are doing, you know, handholding the patient. So like one of the programs which we were doing is like Hamrai program and all that. Is where you are handling the patient journey throughout the year, actually, giving him, you know, diagnostic consultancy, diabetic programs, consultancy, giving him annualized weekly checks also, monthly checks also, different programs, actually.
Sorry, sir. Sir, my last question is, now we have started doing the con calls, so can we expect it to go on a regular basis? And
I think so, sir. From the time we got listed, the phone calls are regularly happening. And I would be more than happy to share with everybody whatever steps which we are doing. It probably will, I would love to increase it actually more actually. I mean, we have been following the system regularly every quarter results and some more important announcements when we are doing it. So the con calls are regularly happening, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Jignesh from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
So, sir, just to understand, like, we are planning to take some preferential allotment. So,
yes.
What will be the end use of the preferential allotment, like in this sector?
We have already announced that long back, sir. We have signed a we are bidding for acquiring a company as for the patient service programs. So that's where we'll be using the revenue for.
Okay. And then for our own brand devices, would we be acquiring? Spending some amount.
That too will happen from the already what revenue we are generating our with the current business itself, only with that will be generated for that. So that is self-generating right now all around its own. We don't need extra capital for that.
Our monthly revenue is crossed 1 crore in our grants and in the patient service also 1.25 crore.
Right, sir.
How we can scale up in next 1 year? Can we scale up to 2x per month from current levels?
We can definitely look at that. We are definitely looking at the patient service programs to scale up to that level, honestly speaking. But the our own product scale up of 2x looks difficult to tell you honestly, because the market is very volatile, dynamic in a sense. We are looking at the product category, we are looking at a standard growth of 15% actually. Not much more than that. Yes, what you're saying with the product, see, instead of, depending on the other venture companies' products, we would be always happy to sell our own brands, actually. So how much transition and how much this will happen, this looks very difficult, honestly, to comment on that right this moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sampath Naik from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
So I have Hello, Sampath sir. Your voice is not audible. Can you speak loudly?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hi sir. So my first question is on like, what is the revenue contribution from different segments in Q3? Can you give me some numbers on that?
So we have only two segments basically right now. As I told you, we are doing right now, after the 35 crores business that we did, the product category business would be almost more than 30 crores in that sense. And services category would be around 4 odd crores for that.
Services, there is only CAMS, but...
Only CAMS.
No
education business in that sense at this moment.
So, like, but do we have education segment in our product portfolio?
Yes, we have that education portfolio right now. Probably in last year, we didn't do much. But as the model was shifting towards the CAMS model more, the revenue model is shifting towards the CAMS model more.
Right, sir. And, okay. And so, like, coming to margin front, like, what would be the margins in, product segment and CAM segment? Because in, like, I think in your first con call, you said, like, CAMs command approximately 50% of the EBITDA margin. Am I right?
Yeah, probably. Right.
Okay. And what would the margins in the product segment, the B2B and Q devices?
So B2B product margins are always standards, are almost 15 to 18% margins. That's how it operates upon.
So, like, your voice got fumbled. Can you repeat the numbers?
15 to 18%, sir.
Okay. And Q devices, sir?
Q devices slightly little higher on the online platform. Yes, it's because we are not manufacturing on our own. We are just in the verge of brand building actually. Okay, so since we are not a manufacturer, we obviously get it made in India. And made in India products are more expensive actually than getting products importing directly from China. In the healthcare market, if you understand the healthcare market, made in India products are more. So if we have to, compete along that time, so we cannot have very high 50-odd% margins at this point right now.
Right. Understood, sir. So, one last question on the CAM segment, patient service program segment. So, can you give me rationale on how can we command such 50% margin, right?
See, rationale is very simple, sir. You are putting in enough money in that. There is a capex put in, there is a people's cost put in. After that, all those things, we have 130 people put across the industry right now conducting camps actually. And there is a capex of almost 15 to 20 odd crores behind that actually. Now each rep carries actually machinery worth 15 to 17 lakh rupees with them for conducting camps actually. So the cost of recovering that money is also very high, no sir? So that's in a unit and margins on that actually.
Right, right. Okay, sir. So again, one more question on patient service program is what is the model like? I mean, there's a clinic and we go do testing there or, we do it for different, businesses.
We are at this moment in the B2B market right now. Okay. We are slowly coming into the B2C market also. But at this moment, it's a B2B market where the corporates conduct camps in the doctor's clinics actually. They give us the bookings and we go and do our reps, goes and does the, camps in the doctor's clinic actually. Where the doctor doesn't pay anything, the patient doesn't pay anything, we get our money from the corporate, actually.
Okay, okay, sir.
So these are all purely patient beneficial programs, actually, what you call that.
So you said, we don't get any money from doctors, neither patients?
Patients, but the corporate pays that.
Okay, okay. Got it. So also, you had plans to venture into insurance segment, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. This is one more line. This is the patient service programs is one more line, which is the insurance segment already. So we are doing some work with Kotak at this moment on the testing phase right now, doing certain type of camps with them right now, but not yet explored full-fledged.
Yes. Have you finalized any clients in that segment, any insurance company?
We are doing some work with Kotak at this moment. We are doing some, pilot projects, we are doing some pilot projects with Kotak Life Care actually right now. Kotak Insurance or whatever it was. Kotak Insurance.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ritika Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. Do we have presence in overseas market?
No, not at this moment, ma'am.
Sorry?
Not at this moment, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Fine, sir. And out of our product portfolio of 600 SKUVS, how much are under the brand name of QMS?
We have at this moment, 50 odd products under the brand name of Q devices coming in right now for us.
50.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Ananya Swaminathan from T Square. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you specify contribution from different business verticals?
Ma'am, that's what I said right now. we probably had 90 crores business this time. Our CAMS model would have contributed almost to around 12 crores, and the remaining is from the product business right now. So 78.
Okay. And what would be our future focus area? In which verticals?
Future, ma'am, we are very bullish on the patient service programs at this moment, as well as on our own brands, Q devices. These are going to be the two thrust areas which we're going to focus on very aggressively right now in these coming next 2 years.
Okay. And could you specify the reason behind growing EBITDA margins?
More margins from the CAMS, more margins from the own devices, and importing directly certain products under our own registration from CDSCO, which I already said before. Instead of taking it from the local vendors, we have started importing those products on our own.
Right. So these margins would be sustainable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Agrawal Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just have one question about the working capital cycle.
Yeah.
Any questions you need to know?
Hello. Can't hear you, sir.
Sir, the last part got garbled. Could you just say that again, please?
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
What does our working capital cycle look like currently?
Our cycle is almost 70-80 days, sir.
70. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Invest. Please go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to know how much of our top five contributing to our revenue?
As I said, ma'am, 80% of the business comes from 20% of the clients. Standard answer. Standard thing. Top five customers also almost will be contributing again the same way.
Okay. And sir, have you planned any particular expenditure to expand our QMS brand? So basically, we just wanted to understand how much we are spending on our branding.
So, ma'am, I'm actually heading the retail and digital division, and the Q devices brand comes under me. We are going to expand aggressively in the online space. We are going to increase our product portfolio to add more products into the wellness and fitness sector, and we are going to significantly increase the online presence. Currently, we've concentrated on Amazon alone, but we are going to go across other e-commerce channels. We are going to find partnerships with other websites, and we're also going to sell on our own platform. And the product portfolio is going to be increased to the perspective that we have a very robust portfolio that anyone that is looking for a health and wellness product, they will find their requirements catered to by us.
Okay. Just excuse me if you've already answered, but just wanted to understand currently how much online is contributing to our revenue?
Not much, ma'am.
Not much, ma'am.
Not much.
Because currently online, we are not. We are working with a limited product range. As I said, we are adding to the mix, and once the mix is significant, the online portion will have a much larger contribution to the overall basket.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Our next question is from the line of Riya Sen from Suraj Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Riya, ma'am. Hello.
Huh?
Hello, Riya, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, good afternoon.
Any new acquisition on card?
We are in the discussions. Due diligence are going on. We'll be announcing it soon, ma'am.
Okay, sir. And what is your working capital cycle?
70-80 days, ma'am.
Okay, sir. And what are your revenue targets for 5 years down the line?
not worked out, to tell you honestly speaking.
Five years,
not done any major project. We are just talking about 3 years projection at this moment because the business dynamics keep changing. It's not right to have, you know, just for the sake of putting a figure across on the board for 5 years. I'll be very honest and upfront on that. We work two, three years projections, and then we keep working on that.
Okay, sir. No issues. Thank you very much, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samartha Capital. Please go ahead.
About is it in the in the patient services business?
Sir, I'm sorry, we couldn't hear that. Could you just repeat us, please?
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, but it's still a little cloudy, sir. Your voice,
echo.
Yeah, this is like echo that's coming from the background.
Just a moment. Yeah. Is it good now?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, this acquisition you're talking about, will this be in the patient services business?
Yes.
Okay. And roughly, what would be the size of, size in terms of revenues of the company that you would be acquiring? Potential rough range?
I need to get back to you. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this at this moment. Okay, so, can I have your number, name and all? I can just mail it to you, sir. Whatever news is there is already uploaded on the NSE, but I don't know whether I'm allowed to answer this.
Okay, sir.
Okay, can you give me your mail ID so I will confirm with the team and just forward it to you then or mail it to you.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with the IR. Kiran is
yeah.
IR, right?
Yes, sir.
Get in touch with them and probably ask
sure.
them to meet.
Sure.
And also, sir, you said you were working on 2 year projections for your business. So, what are those projections as far as patient services business is concerned?
The patient service programs model which we are looking at are actually in these next 3 years, we want to make it at 100 crore business actually.
Okay. And right now it's around 15 to 20 crore per annum, right?
Yeah, yes. And plus the company that we are acquiring is also almost at the same level. So once with them actually coming into the picture, actually for the next 3 years, we want to do it as a 100 crore business model.
Okay, so the company you are acquiring, you said, is of the same level as
same size. What we are doing.
Same size that you are currently.
Yes.
Okay, and if you could broadly talk about, because you must be working with a few pharma corporates in this segment.
Yes.
So, in terms of new business opportunities that are coming to you, are they coming from these corporates itself, or you're seeing many other corporates approaching you to do something similar?
See, the current corporates that we are there also, there is enough scope in this current corporate itself also. You know, I mean, the new avenues we are saying, but within the corporates itself only, within the pharma companies also, there are divisions which are opening left. I mean, I'll give you an example. 20 years back, you know, companies' turnovers were around 200 crores. Right now, a single brand turnover is 200 crores. You know, there are 30-odd divisions in a company right now, which are almost equivalent to like 30-odd companies right now. So there is enough scope coming from the current market itself also. As well as a lot of new other opportunities like the insurance and all which are there. But the current itself is more than enough to keep our plates full, to tell you honestly.
Right. And what sort of, in terms of preparing your organization to be able to handle such a large scope of business, so one is the hiring of the technicians, as you spoke about. Which will have, so you have around 150 people right now, correct?
130 to be precisely. 130 technicians across the country, some almost around 50 odd dieticians across the country.
Hmm. And these are conducting, as you said, around 100 camps every day.
Yes.
So I'm wanting to understand how the business model operates on ground. So these people are stationed at Dr. Clinics almost on a daily basis. Is that how it works?
No, it's like almost on a daily basis, but different doctors, different time, different places. See, we have almost around 70, cities. We have our people right now working almost around 78 different cities across the country, actually. And, like in Bombay, we have 12 people. In Pune, we have 3. Bangalore, we have around 6. Based like that, the All India, we have almost around 130 people plus 40 odd dieticians, as I said. So these are basically doing camps on behalf of the companies. We get the booking from the companies. We get the notifications on our app, which doctor, which area, where to go. Our guys go and does the camps actually out there. As simple as that, sir.
And how many, roughly, what is the increase in these number of technicians and dieticians that you're expected to see in the next 6 to 8 months post this capital raise that you've done?
See, we probably, there are already a team which will be coming to us from there, that side almost. So there's a team, okay, when we complete our acquisition, there will be enough numbers of people will be coming. I will be announcing that soon actually after right now on that.
Okay. And so what is this insurance piece you were talking about, which is also very lucrative?
Insurance is, see, we are looking at, there are companies basically who are giving insurances on diabetes products, even for diabetic patients and all also. So these guys actually want to help the patient in helping when, maintain these diabetes better so that they get their premium less actually. And they give these schemes to the patients actually on maintaining. So this is an area where we can enter around. This is, insurance segment actually in a big way. The early diagnosis and maintaining the patients, help maintaining the disease actually.
So that those patients don't end up, coming for treatment.
Coming in, spending more and the money on the healthcare actually.
Right. And is the insurance segment equal or would you so call it larger than the corporate pharma segment?
I would say because if its numbers are not tabbed but on face value, corporate pharma is tried, established, stable, we know which is there. Insurance for us, it is a wild guess to tell you honestly speaking at this moment. The numbers I cannot quantify, but the once we get into the system, I'm sure it will be as big as the pharma itself also.
And have other companies already been doing this sort of thing in insurance?
See, it is a very fragmented market. I wouldn't say any guys who are probably doing it in a very professional way. One-off type of a thing, activities here and there is might be going around, but not in a full-fledged professional way, absolutely. There are companies which are looking into this. A lot of other guys have come in into this segment, actually. But as not in a, an organized way, actually, I would say.
And how would you talk about the, your competitors in the corporate pharma space?
See, competitors in the corporate pharma space pertaining to the product-wise or the service side you're talking about?
The service side, the patient service.
Patient service model, sir, there are only two things which we could do. The competition always increases the market size. We are always happy to have good competitors. We have certain advantages. As I said, we are there in this space for almost 30 years. We understand the space much more better. We have products. We have exclusive people working for us. It's not that we are dependent on some third parties to go and do these camps. We have our own machines. We have our own. We are self-capable to handle all the things. We are not dependent on anything. These are the slight advantages which we have with over others right now. I mean, it's not slight. I would say a major advantage actually.
And as you scale, say, within a particular corporate pharma client, when the corporate sees you moving from, say, 10 crore per annum to, say, 30, 40 crore per annum, do you see your margins getting squeezed by them in a way that 50% might reduce?
I see there may be, you can definitely say that it's the law of the rule, actually, obviously, if a company gives you almost 40 crores of business right now, they definitely will obviously ask for some special discounts and all those other things. We will see case by case actually.
Are you reasonably confident of sustaining a 50% margin in this segment?
Yes, I am, honestly speaking, at this moment.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and I'll get in touch with the IR to probably meet you.
Sure. Very nice, sir. Welcome.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Ambolkar for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of QMS Medical Alliance Service Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.